Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are in a makeshift studio here at the office. Mitch is here. Pete is here. How we doing, boys?
Great. How you doing?
It's good to be back. Thanks for having me, guys.
Pete is back. He's available.
How about that?
I'm sure the podcast will go on. Pete is back.
Wow.
I know you almost considered shutting down, but hey,
I'm just glad he was able to make time for us.
Nobody wanted the full football pod of me, JP, and Kine.
Yeah. Now Pete's back, and bits are back, and whatever else will happen.
Yep, the offense is running at high octane speeds again.
Pete has a good haircut.
Thank you very much.
Still has that growth on his face?
Yes, I do. Can't cut that off, unlike my hair.
Did you ask the barber to take care of it?
Is it
gross?
Do you know what it is?
So, I don't want to get too graphic here. I have a tiny mole right there, and there's a zit on top of it, so it's become a growth.
We need to get a picture of that on the Instagram.
Certainly
the Instagram's been kind
of
wild.
It's been that picture of me from high school football days is pretty ridiculous, and I may not have been as tough as I thought I was at that point in time.
Still stands today.
But I think we should put a picture of Pete's growth up there.
You already put a mustache picture of mine up on there, kind of without my consent, so we're definitely not doing a growth picture. Thanks,
I'm asking you. Give me your consent.
No.
That's how could...
Well, no.
All right.
Your middle school football picture is motivating me to get... I have a high school highlight tape.
We need to get that out.
But I need to get...
Wow.
I need to get on digital because it's on a VHS and I'm not entirely sure how to
I want to
these days.
Have a night where we watch that, like a viewing
I want
party.
Like Charlie Caster to like might, break it down.
Yeah.
Like I don't remember, I don't really remember it, but this thing might be like a 5 minute like.
Is it set to
all
like.
22 type.
I want to watch it. Okay. I want to watch it.
Does it have like Headstrong to Take You On? That's like every high school video from that era. But still sounds fun.
I don't think it's like.
I don't think that song was out when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's also not like. It's not like a receiver. Or running back.
It's just
like,
you just doing dirty work.
Yeah.
He's a lineman. You never watch line play, Pete, but if you did.
O&D lineman.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. I do want to watch that really badly.
I want to thank the good folks, Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, and you should do the same. All right. This is kind of a fun podcast. We have asked a bunch of people that are involved in our Redskins coverage here at NBC Sports Washington. And we're doing superlatives. We're doing Redskins superlatives. So MVP, Player of the Year, and then some wackier categories. So I'm just going to run through one to get this thing started. And I'm going to start with
my votes like tabulated.
No, the Pete's in charge of doing that.
Pete,
I think we might
that?
Just list everybody.
Yeah, we should just list.
Okay.
But I'm going to start with B. Mitch. So I sent the email out to a select group of people. B. Mitch was the first responder, of course, because that's how Brian is. He gets a task, completes it. He's the man. So B. Mitch, MVP. You guys want to guess?
Adrian Peterson.
Yep.
Adrian. So he said, Adrian Peterson, without him, they would have won less games. Can't argue with that. Offensive Player of the Year. You guys want to guess?
It's got to be the same.
I mean, I would. If you're saying they got to be different, then.
I'm not.
Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Adrian Peterson, he said, put up over 1,000 yards, and word is the powers that be weren't interested. This is very.
There's a lot of shots in his.
I might try to
answers.
Read this in B. Mitch's voice.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Defensive Player of the Year. Any guesses? You might have seen these.
Did you see them?
I did. No, I can't really remember, so I won't guess. Mitch, go
for
ahead.
For B. Mitch, I think we're going to go John Allen.
No guess, Pete?
I don't want to taint the game.
Ryan Kerrigan. Still putting up numbers. That was more of a Mr. T than a Bemidji.
Yeah.
Back-to-back 13 sack seasons.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty impressive.
Biggest disappointment, Bemidji said, the offense. Never got close to being dominant, and he's right.
Yeah.
This one is weird, and it's open to interpretation. And I asked this of everybody. I said, who's the biggest politician? Bemidji said, Chris Thompson. All the years, and everybody still loves him. Best moment, Bemidji said, the defensive line's performance early in the season when they held Christian McCaffrey, Ezekiel Elliott, and Saquon Barkley all below 60 yards, I think, in those three games in a row. Worst moment, and sadly this has a number of answers. One, Alex Smith's broken leg. And then 1B for Bemidji was the Eagles fans overtaking FedEx Field week 17. That was a bad moment, man.
Yeah, gets a big eye roll for me.
I don't think so. That gets no eye roll for me.
It gets a big eye roll for me.
Number eight, who needs a hug? Bemidji says Greg Minuski could use a hug. His unit fell off, and they didn't have many injuries.
I think he's going to get a little pat on the butt. Buttski.
It's kind of weird.
Pat on the buttski?
Who is?
Minuski.
Like that's what you're giving him?
Like a pat on the butt on the way out the door? Okay, I see.
That's what
I don't think you pat people on the butt on the way out the door. You pat people on the butt like, hey, good job, man.
I think it's like a pat on the back like, hey, we'll see you later.
Yeah, that's usually it's a good job. If you're firing someone, you don't pat them on the butt on the way out.
I'm surprised Bemidji gave an award for hugging. He doesn't strike me as some guy who'd give out a hug.
Bemidji is quite sensitive.
Yeah, I know that.
But he's overtly, aggressively sensitive. Who needs to get cut? This is a tough one.
Snip, snap.
He said, Jordan Reed. He isn't available. Wow. You can't trust him, and it's just too much money. Hmm. And then, so the last one, so I asked everybody 10 questions. The 10th is a wild card where you got to make up your own superlative.
Wild card.
Bemidji's wild card was the Time to Go Award. And he said, Bruce and Jay, check out both of their records.
Can't argue with that.
He's got a point.
Bemidji. That's Bemidji for you.
That is Bemidji. All right, should we bang out another one of these real quick?
Yeah.
How about one of us does theirs? Mitchell, do you want to do yours?
Sure. I'll go through mine.
Sure. That's good. I got a bunch.
MVP, I went Adrian Peterson. Pretty straightforward.
Yep.
Offensive player of the year, Adrian Peterson. Pretty straightforward. Defensive player of the year, Ryan Kerrigan. Pretty straightforward. Three straight.
Looks like there's some leaders in the clubhouse for those.
Yeah, those ones. Biggest disappointment, I went with Jordan Reed for a lot of the same reasons that that Bemidji said he needed to be cut. That was why he was the biggest disappointment. Unavailable, played her.
He was pretty available, this year.
But not open.
Right.
Didn't make a lot of plays. Biggest politician, I went with DJ Swearinger.
Well, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
Well, did you guys like the biggest politician category?
I liked it because it was kind of open to interpretation.
Right. Well, like Pete asked me, what does it mean? And I said, whatever you want it to mean.
The easiest answer would be Vernon Davis because
I don't think that either.
But I only say Vernon.
That was my answer, damn it.
Because he just is so coach speak for every answer you give him.
So here's my thing with politician. To me, that has a negative connotation. And sorry to politicians that might listen, but it's a little swarmy. You know what I mean? And that's
so I feel
but
good.
I liked that it was open to interpretation.
So my answer was DJ Swearinger, who I thought was politic, and every time you put a mic in front of his face.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah. Indictment.
Yeah.
Moving on down, best moment for me, as I've said many times on this podcast, AP's 90-yard run to me is going to be
it was awesome.
The indelible moment of this season, and it was an incredible moment at an incredible time. And
here's my hot take: I think the 64-yarder was better because this was the first time we saw Adrian Peterson break one loose, and they won the game.
I think he's got a point.
They weren't trying to rewrite the ship after
they didn't have Mark Sanchez playing quarterback
after a second quarterback.
Yeah, just the 90-yarder was certainly more surprising and better in yardage, but I liked the one in New York better overall, more impactful.
You're wrong.
These are superlatives. You're allowed to have your own vote. Keep going, Mitchell.
Worst moment: Alex Smith's broken leg.
That wins it by far.
Yeah, and obviously, Tandler was number one, but we're sticking football here, which is for the Alex Smith.
Sure.
Who needs a hug? I went with one Mr. Jay Gruden.
Mm. Jay could use a hug.
He's had a tough couple seasons here.
Really
and
tough.
A lot of things bad have happened outside of his control. So give him a big, big bear hug.
Yeah, I've been on the receiving end of some Mitch hugs. They do make you feel better. So maybe Jay could use one of those.
I've been on the receiving end of like the bad Mitch hugs where he's about to break your neck.
Yeah.
Those are scary.
Squeeze your bones into fine dust.
There's two different ones.
Who needs to get cut, big man?
I've been saying this since training camp.
You have. I know exactly where you're going.
Done with this guy.
I kind of thought of you and this when I named this superlative.
Just done with this guy, Samaje Perine. Unavailable, yep. Inconsistent, fumbles, can't trust him. Why is he keeping a roster spot? Why is he keeping a roster spot over Capri Bibbs even?
You know how many carries he had this year?
Seven, right?
He had eight carries.
Eight carries.
Nice.
He was active for five games. He had a game where he was active and had zero carries and two others where he had one. Just get the guy off the team.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your wild card.
I threw two in there. My first one was...
All right. Sure. It's Mitch's day.
Do your thing.
2019 is the year of Mitch.
We're going best TD celebration. I went with my man Jeremy Sprinkle. I kind of liked the little saucy threw on there.
I take the Scarn, but that's fine.
Scarn's a good one, but I like Sprinkles. And then I also did best emerging leader, and that obviously for me is a big man by the name of Jonathan Allen.
Nice.
All right.
Mitch, good job doing two wild cards.
All right, let me I got Ben Standig's here. I'm going to read those. Standig's been a good part of our skins coverage this year and helped us out a bunch. He's stealing what I was going to say. Damn it. We'll start at the top. His MVP is Tress Way. And he said, maybe this is some form of brainwashing from that picture of the scarf-wearing, beer-toasting J.P. Finley constantly tweets, but I'm indeed going with the punter. He says, you know, both sides of the ball suffered, and Tress helped. He wrote a lot, so I'm going to try to speed it up. Offensive player of the year, Adrian Peterson.
Wait, Ben Standig wrote a lot? I would have never believed it. All right, let's go.
Adrian Peterson is his offensive player of the year, and he brought up that he asked earlier in the year, what if Doug Williams hadn't brought Adrian Peterson in? It's pretty remarkable to think about.
Can you imagine what this offense would have looked
like? If it was Orleans Darkwa instead.
Right. Defensive player of the year, he says John Allen. Tied for the team lead in tackles for loss with 11, second in sacks with 8, and 5th in tackles overall. Most folks think he'll be the leader of the defense. Biggest disappointment, Standig says, Josh Doctson. 3 seasons in, and the 2016 first-round election isn't close to looking like a number one receiver.
Can I just, on that pick, and it's certainly a fair pick, but did you guys have expectations for Josh Doctson going into the season?
More than 500 yards?
Yeah, I thought he would. I mean, certainly, yes, but you didn't have high expectations.
I thought he'd score 6 or 7 touchdowns again, which he didn't. I thought he would have 700-ish yards, maybe.
You're playing footsie with me.
It's getting weird in here.
Sorry. Bill Bell, ladies and gentlemen. Do you need it? You need it in here?
We'll go to the conference.
Well, our makeshift studio. We're really running out of studio space, if anybody's listening.
Yeah. Nobody can interrupt your car, though. Maybe we need to
go back to my car. Maybe we just stay in my car to do the podcast.
You know, it's safe. Go in to there. Oarsman and just do them from.
I know. We'll just do them from Biagi's house. Yeah. Hey, Bob, set us up with
mansion.
With some soda and candy in your basement, and we're good.
Garv, you're welcome to come too, buddy.
Garv, Hager, bring the whole crew.
We can do it in my new apartment.
Yeah, nope. That will happen soon. Okay. Josh Doctson was a disappointment. You're not walking me or Ben back on that.
No. He certainly was a disappointment. I just don't, and he crossed my mind when it happened. Just, I guess maybe I had lower expectations for him.
This one, Standig's list and mine are pretty similar. Biggest politician, he says Kirk Cousins. And then he wrote, I know he doesn't work here anymore. I don't care if you like that call or not. He certainly makes the athlete politician playoffs. And if we had done a biggest politician in the past, Kirk would win the thing in a runaway.
Every time.
He'd be the, the politician of politicians.
He'd be the goat of politicians.
Right. Best moment. And this one I don't think any of us have on our list, so it's good. He says, Tim Settle said the week 3 win over Aaron Rodgers and the Packers was pretty cool. It was a good win.
Yeah.
Worst moment, Alex Smith, I think pretty obvious. Who needs a hug? Standing says, Josh Norman. He arrived in Washington fresh off a Super Bowl appearance with Carolina and expected more chances at the playoffs with his new team. Who needs to get cut? Mark Sanchez. Duh. Of course.
That's... Didn't even cross my mind. That's a real good one.
And then he wrote, well, he's not under contract, so he's already cut. And then he continued, Standig wrote more, explaining that maybe Shocker. Colt McCoy should get cut, and he lost me. this is really good, and I want to salute him for this. His wild card, and I'm just going to read this verbatim, player I most want to go on a road trip with, Trent Williams. Ben says he's chill, but down for a good time, normal, down to earth. Nobody Nobody would give me lip with 71 on my side. I just hope our music tastes align enough since I won't be in charge of the radio.
Something tells me Ben and Trent's music tastes probably don't align. But no. Besides that, it sounds like a fun time. Something
tells me that Ben wouldn't be in charge of any part of that trip.
No.
Except for maybe the driving. Right, Trent sits in the back seat. Right.
Let's do this. We can now rate. We'll rate Ben's superlatives.
Okay.
They're pretty good.
Yeah. 7 out of 10? 8 out of 10?
A good wild card. The Tim Settle, why does Tim Settle decide the best moment? Right. Was very that weird. That was a little bizarre.
It's kind of random, yeah.
Like, hey, the seventh and defensive
like
lineman
his biggest
told me
politician
this.
Wasn't on the team.
Right.
Yeah. He's a six, solid
actually,
six.
Yeah, I'm going to drop him down to a 5. Because really, just the wild card is funny. Mark Sanchez, of course, he needs to get cut.
Like, he's not on the team. But I agree with him. I'm not going below 7. You okay. Got
I'm at 6.
I'm at a 5.
All right. That averages out to a 6. Thanks for playing. all right, Troy Macker. Troy is helpful.
We got Troy on this?
I asked Troy to be on it.
How about that?
Troy does a lot with us on game days. He's a big part of our coverage. They absolutely. Blog a ton. So Troy weighed in and gave us no qualifiers, just names.
Just words.
So we should blow through this pretty quick.
Good.
Troy said, MVP, Tressway. Offensive player of the year, Adrian Peterson. Defensive player of the year, John Allen. Biggest disappointment, Clinton Dix. I like that.
Do you? Yeah.
I do.
They traded for
so
him.
So much disappointment
like, yeah,
wrapped into
bust.
Half a year.
I thought that was good. Biggest politician, Mason Foster. It is kind
sketchy,
of...
sketchy backstories and things being leaked
well,
and
dude,
stuff.
Like leaking private yeah. messages.
Yeah. That definitely fits.
It's not bad.
It's kind of interesting.
I kind of like that one.
Best moment. Well, you did good here, Troy, but you kind of messed up. Troy's best moment was Adrian Peterson's 94-yard run against the Eagles.
When did
which
he do
is
that?
Almost a whole, you almost nailed it, but it was a 90-yard run against the Eagles. Worst moment, first half against the Giants. They were down 34-0 at home, or 33-0, whatever the hell it was. Sure. That's
a long moment, though.
Yeah. But, dude, it was a moment.
My will tie in better than Troy's. I limited it down to one moment from that half. That's a tease
well,
for
good,
my awards.
Good for you, Pete. Pete goes, mine will work. Like, what English was that?
I don't know.
Who needs a hug? And this is a recurring player in Who Needs a Hug? Josh Norman. Huh? I think Norman could use a hug.
Yeah.
Couldn't we all?
They sit in their seats and they boo.
That quote makes me die. Oh my God. This is quite a Friday afternoon podcast. I hope everybody's enjoying it. Troy going hot take here. Who needs to get cut? Morgan Moses.
Wow. I mean, that's not
so
possible.
What, Jaron Christian can start?
Morgan had a bad season and makes a lot of money, but I don't see it happening.
No.
It's not possible.
Okay.
He doesn't have guaranteed money.
Oh.
I mean,
yeah. I think it's not possible.
I don't see it happening at all.
Yeah. Okay.
I like the idea, though. I like the idea.
I like going.
You like
deep
the idea?
Cuts.
I know. I like.
No,
I like
the idea. Of
I like
cuts,
Troy's idea of going off the board there. Who needs to get better?
So he had
Morgan Moses.
Guaranteed money in 17 and 18. This year he's cap number 6-7 mil. But dude, it doesn't even work. It would be 6 mil of dead money and 1 of savings. Like releasing Morgan Moses doesn't make. I tell you what, his agent did a good job on this deal. Releasing him even without guaranteed money, it doesn't make sense. To get out of this deal till 2021. So he got cash money coming to him.
Yeah.
Not to mention, Mo's my guy.
There's also no, like.
You have a bad season, you're playing through injuries, and losing Brandon Scherff next to you hurts a lot.
Talk about creating another hole. A team has a lot of holes.
Right.
That'd be another hole.
All right, let's rate Troy's list. I think he was pretty good.
I liked the Mason Foster pick, really liked the
ha-ha. Was very good.
I'm going to mark him down for the 94-yard.
Wait. He didn't give a superlative.
He didn't do his own wild card.
You cannot get better than a 6 out of 10 if you don't complete the list.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A 4.75.
It's like when you do
that's
the,
fine.
Yeah, the dunk contest, but you yeah.
You do a layup?
You like
does he get the Tandler basement 4.75?
Yeah. Sorry, man.
I feel bad, but you know what? He didn't put the time in. A 94-yard run on a 90-yard run, and you got to do the wild card.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. All right. Pete, you want to go? I got yours. Let's see who else I have. I think I have Shovers and I have AJ's. You want me to do Shovers real quick?
Yeah, let's do Shovers, our guy.
Let's do real
Timmy
quick.
Shows.
Want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia, particularly Pete. Who is it?
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota.
My guy.
Look at that.
Go get yourself a Corolla.
Get your Corolla. Go roll
in
your Corolla.
Taylor's favorite Toyota?
Toyota, yeah.
yeah, go check them out. You can give them a call, 703-337-0661. Look, I just pulled up their website, and it's like they're talking to me. They got a great deal on a Tacoma or a Highlander. They got it all,
ooh,
man.
That's a lot of cars.
There. Yeah, dude, they got all the cars.
Is your computer it's still scrolling, too.
Yeah, a Yaris? Pete would drive a Yaris.
Sequoias are nice. What is a Toyota Mirai?
That's, I was just about to ask Mitch. True or false, Toyota sells a car named a Mirai.
How about that one? Toyota 86?
You're blowing the true or false game, Pete.
Sorry.
I'm going true, and it's going to be an electric car.
Oh, maybe. What's an 86, then?
A throwback? I don't know.
A Toyota Mirai... I don't know. The website like stopped. So I don't know. I can't tell you where to go buy a Toyota Mirai. But go buy a Toyota at Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. They're good people.
Nice.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
All right, you want to do Shovers?
Yeah, Timmy Shovers.
Shovers is our guy. MVP, Peterson. Offensive player of the year, Peterson. Defensive player of the year, John Allen.
Uh-oh, I see an error in Shovers' list.
All right, well, let me get to it because I don't see it yet.
You're about to get to it.
Defensive player of the year, Defensive player of the year, Jonathan Allen, well done.
Mitch, get ready.
Get the buzzer ready. Biggest disappointment for Tim Shovers of the 2018 Redskins season, Josh Reed.
He has five Josh Reed. Not one Shovers, of them is Josh Reed.
Shovers edits this podcast every single
I know. Shovers does a hell of a job, and he hears us talk about Jordan Reed and Josh Doctson and any of the other Joshes.
Maybe he's saying both of them.
Maybe. You think he is?
No, but I'm trying to give our guy a benefit of the doubt here.
Biggest politician, he says, in the 2018 sense of not being diplomatic, Josh Norman. I weirdly think Shovers is trying to get political, and we don't get political on the
Shovers. He should know that.
Shovers is cruising for a 4.75.
Yeah, he's got to turn this around.
All right, we got to go back to the car, because I might have just broken something in this makeshift offense. Best moment, Cowboys missed field goal at the buzzer. Absolutely. I got no argument with that.
Agreed.
That was Tandler. That was a huge game. Beating the Cowboys. Worst moment. I like this. The Colt McCoy injury. Mm. There was still, and he's right, there was still hope after Alex Smith went down that Colt could handle this thing, and then he got hurt. Who needs a hug? Kevin O'Connell.
Huh.
Ooh. Interesting. That's the Redskins passing game coordinator. Who needs to get cut? This is funny, but not effective. He said, can I say Swearinger again?
Huh.
No, because he...
Bum, bum, ba-dum.
So then...
This is kind of the most fun pod I've
I'm going to read this verbatim.
Time.
Oh, no.
It just says wild card. Josh Johnson dropping to his knees when Jacksonville game ended was more than just a football moment. It was a moment for everyone who has ever worked their butts off again and again, despite being fired and blocked from employment opportunities over and over. He turned in a lot of playbooks over the years before getting the chance to say he was a starting NFL QB in a winning effort.
Damn.
That's pretty cool. But well he didn't name his damn superlative.
Right.
So that would have been – he already had a best moment, and you said something else.
Yeah, like
and he's saying
bring a tear to your
it could
eye.
Have been best more than a football. How would you phrase that?
Tearjerker.
Best tearjerker.
Most motivating moment.
Most motivating
moment. Most inspiring performance.
I like all these.
Yeah.
All of those are good.
So yeah. What is Shovers getting? He had some botches. Josh Reed.
Josh
Reed. I'm going to drop him a five. I like that final one, even though he didn't
Damn,
name it.
You're going a five?
I'm giving him a little above the basement 475.
Damn, that's
4-8-0.
Love the McCoy injury. I think that's a great point.
We're going back 4-8-0.
Cutting surgery again, haha, but yeah, it doesn't really work.
Seven. Dude, that's good.
Nah, five. Josh Reed alone is a 3-point botch.
Yeah, there were too many mistakes.
What are we doing here?
You guys are tough, dude. All right, are you keeping track of this, Pete?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
This is for the summary. I'm
all right. So I'm saying seven. You're saying five, and Mitch is saying 4.8.
Yeah.
I'm not a math guy.
So that's below a six.
Eesh. Sorry, Shovers.
Yeah.
All right, AJ.
Why is AJ's color?
I don't know.
8.7.
I have a feeling AJ's going to get run on some of these. MVP, Peterson. Offensive player of the year, Peterson. Defensive player of the year, Allen. Biggest disappointment, Jordan Reed. Biggest politician, Vernon Davis. Best moment, missed field goal against Dallas.
Okay, pretty standard list so far.
Worst moment, Brandon Scherff injury, which is fair. They were so dependent on running the ball.
Certainly fair.
Yeah, he was a big
and
loss.
And it sucked to see him go down because he'd been grinding through so much other
stuff.
And
it was just like one after another.
That was a bad week against the Falcons.
Wait, did Shovers even say? Oh, yeah, he did. Who needs a hug? AJ says Trent Williams could use a hug. I feel like Trent Williams is the most content dude on the planet. I don't think he needs a hug.
He'd probably take a hug just because he's nice and be like, sure, but like he doesn't really need one.
Yeah, I don't think he needs a hug.
Like, this is the most healthy he's been coming out of a season. I mean, like, the past few years he's had major knee injuries and whatnot.
Yeah.
AJ said, who needs to get cut? Josh Norman, which I disagree with. Wild card. And this is where AJ's getting a 4.75. Wild card. He just wrote, oh, no, never mind. That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
He said, the annual Daron Payne Stop the Run Award. Daron Payne. And then he wrote, most promise shown by a young player, Fabian Moreau. I wish people could have seen Mitch's eye roll right there. He looked like gritty.
Do you think promise means something else?
Maybe. Like, maybe he promised him a pair of sneakers, and that's why AJ wrote that down.
I don't,
it's got to be, right?
I don't get it. I really don't.
It has to be a shoe bit, right?
Are we all 4.75 here?
Just a very bland first half. Nothing stands out. And then the ending is just bizarre.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to give him a 4.8. Because I like the annual Daron Payne Stop the Run Award.
That's funny because me and AJ have a bit where Daron Payne, all he ever talks about is stopping the run. So that's a good bit there.
But then he
canceled it out with Fabian showing promise.
All right. So 4.75? Yeah. 4.8?
4.7. So 2 7.5s and an 8 gives it up to like a 4. Yeah.
7.6 with a like repeating.
Yeah. The Conocento on top.
My first semester sophomore year of college, my room GPA, me and my buddy Casey Howe had a 0.6 repeating. And I was bringing it up. So take that, kids. Keep studying.
Maybe one day you can have a podcast, too.
All right, so we need to do – I think we only have 2 minutes left in this makeshift office, so let's hurry up.
I can see the shadowy figures looming.
I know. I have Pete. Okay. I assume you want to do your own.
Yeah, could
have you done yours, JP, yet?
No, but I also need to write.
You to go.
Okay, MVP, Peterson. Offense player of the year, Peterson. Defense player of the year, John Allen. 8 sacks, tied 5th tackles as a lineman. I think that's impressive. Vernon Davis is your politician. Pleasant, smiling, and he definitely helped you get that stop sign in your neighborhood if you wanted him to. Best one was the sack fumble touchdown against the Cowboys. FedEx Field is never loud anymore these days, and that was the loudest it was. It was electric. It felt like the mid-2000s when the crowd was behind the team, and it came in the Tandler game, which was great. Worst moment, I thought it was the Mark Sanchez pick six because it showed how the QB injuries had made the team just totally helpless. That game they really needed, and yet they're screwed from the start because of what Sanchez was doing under center. Who needs a hug? I'm giving a hug to Quentin Dunbar. He was having a really solid season in his first year as a starting corner. Then that shin injury popped up, and then it kept persisting and persisting and persisting. Nobody knew what the hell it was. Then they put him on IR. Who needs to go? I agreed with Mitch. P. Ryan, this offense needs dynamic players. He is not very dynamic. And then my wild card was my favorite Tressway punt, and I wrote that I liked the one that didn't bounce into the end zone, so I liked all of them because he didn't have a single touchback. And I just realized I didn't do a disappointment, so that's minus points right there. God damn it.
So you're dropping you a 4.75?
I've been saying that. If you forget a category, that's a big markdown.
What, we can top you out as six.
Did you like
now?
My wild card? The best Tressway punt, the one that didn't bounce in the end zone, so all of them?
Yeah.
You try so hard sometimes.
Right. If you didn't try so hard,
you're very extra.
Thank you.
I'm giving you a 5.
I didn't pay attention because I had to write mine. I'll be honest.
You want to give him a 4.75.
Oh my God.
I'm going to give him a 7.
He can't. He missed the category.
I did forget disappointment.
He missed the entire category.
I'm disappointed. 4.75.
You're welcome.
This is brutal.
We're tough out here.
It's our own thing. You can't screw
it
up.
Yeah, you screwed up our thing.
And I was making fun of other people for screwing up, and then I realized I myself screwed up.
So who's our biggest disappointment?
Peter Haley.
Pete is our biggest disappointment.
All right, thanks for paying attention, JP.
You want to know the most disappointing moment of the season?
What?
Nashville.
Pete's performance in Nashville, most disappointing
moment.
Most disappointing of the season.
Puddle Pete.
And maybe we'll talk about that off the record at William Jeffrey Stavern.
I'd be happy to.
All right, I got to go right now. Here we go. My MVP of the season, Tressway. As good as Adrian Peterson was, he had games where he wasn't there. And it wasn't always his fault. A lot of it was offensive line. But Tress was there every game. Offensive player of the year, Adrian Peterson. Defensive player of the year. And you guys can give me grief, but we're getting thrown out of here, so you can't. I'm going three-way tie.
Grief.
John Allen, Ryan Kerrigan, Daron Payne. I think Daron Payne was really, really good.
Should have had Ioannidis on there if you're doing a three-way tie.
No, because he didn't play enough early on. And he got hurt. He missed a bunch of time.
Daron Payne was good, but he wasn't good enough to...
He didn't miss a bunch of time. He missed two games.
I think we're actually cool now. They're going to the other
conference. Whatever, dude. We'll just keep going. Biggest politician, Ryan Kerrigan. The dude is remarkable at talking and not saying a heck of a lot. He's very good at it. That's what politicians do. A politician can give you a 30-minute speech and not say anything. It's a skill set.
Fine.
Best moment, winning that Cowboys game. And I know we're not including RT stuff, but that ball hitting the post and then Trent Williams saying after the game, that was Rich Chandler, that sticks with me a long time. The worst moment is the Alex Smith injury by far. It buried this season. I'm saying Chris Thompson could use a hug. And here's why. Chris Thompson is an emotional dude. I think he's been in tears a few times this season.
Yep.
I think Chris Thompson could use a hug. He didn't have the year he wanted. He dealt with injuries. His role was a little different with AP, needing more touches. It was just different.
And he cares a lot about his teammates. He said this group felt special. It seems like the losses hit him
especially
hard.
The only reason
hard.
I'm going to mark you down on that is that he had two major rib injuries, and you want to give him a hug?
Mm.
It'll be a soft hug.
That's okay. Mitch, great point.
Got to go. I'm with you guys. It's Samaje Perine. We're around enough. I don't get it.
Snap.
My wild card is who do you want in your golf foursome?
That's fun.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
You're picking three guys?
Me and three guys.
Does fancy course Mitch make it or not?
Three of us and one guy.
Me and three guys. Gruden? Jay is funny, man, and I would enjoy 18 holes of golf with that dude.
Yeah.
And I think he's pretty good.
Yep.
I would try to... Tressway is very funny, and I would enjoy 18 holes of golf with him.
Would he be punting the ball, or would he be hitting with
his clubs? I'm sure he's a player.
Yeah.
And then, you know my guy, I'm curious, Mitch.
Colt?
No, Colt would be great, but I think Colt is such a good athlete that he and I think Jay and Tress will, like, hang out, drink beers. Like, I think Colt is so good that it'd be a different sport. Who do you think would be my fourth?
Shays?
Yeah.
I would love to play golf with Shazer Everett. I don't know what the hell would happen. I don't know if he's a golfer or what, but he's very entertaining, and he and I get along well in a very goofy manner, and I would have a lot of fun doing that.
That'd be a great golfer.
Real quick,
golfer.
My three, I think, as you're
saying. And it's only current guys.
Right, of course. Jim Thumb?
Oh, that's a good one. Strong.
Definitely on my list. I think I'd go with Trent, and then my fourth is, like, I would want to go with Tress, too, because he's such a good dude.
Trent would be great. I just don't know that he would want to play 18 holes of golf.
But he'll, like, chill and, like, ride in the cart and tell funny stories.
Sure,
and
sure.
Just joan on you for sucking,
And my fourth, I think I'd go, Adrian Peterson.
Okay.
Those would be my four.
Pete?
Trey Quinn for the comedic side of things. Golf, why? I want to play with Kevin O'Connell. He walks around in like cool golf hats all the time. You know,
he played Kinloch the morning we played Kinloch, and I think he shot like an 81.
Yeah, I would want him to play so
something.
I could pick up tips from him.
He shot an 85 that day.
85, but from the tips.
And I only know that because I shot
an 84, not from the tips. So I'm
kidding. That's classic Pete trying to throw shade at you doing well when he was bad.
Oh, I thought we were going to get on Mitch for like bringing up a score.
No.
Just kidding on me. Okay. And thirdly,
we had a good laugh about it that afternoon. We were talking, or the next day at practice, we were talking about the rounds.
When I told Jay that I shot a 99 at Sawgrass, he's like, "Why would you even go to Sawgrass if you're going to shoot a 99?" He was so disgusted.
That's amazing.
And then my fourth.
So I assume you didn't tell Jay about Pete's 104 there.
I did. Well, I don't think Jay knows who Pete is.
It was a 100. My fourth would be John Keim.
Yeah, you are such a.
So wait, who are your three?
Trey Quinn, John Keim, and Kevin O'Connell.
That's a weird foursome right there.
Like, you could play golf with Keim. Actually, he's coming back from shoulder injury. Yeah. He probably can't play till the summer. Putt at least. With
him. Yeah, I'll work on my putting.
All right, let's rate a few things. Our foursomes. Pete is terrible.
Yeah.
Me and Mitch are good. That's all the rating we need there. You guys can,
I'm just glad you listened to me this time.
You when did I not listen? Oh, I didn't
about
listen.
7 minutes ago.
Rate my list.
Solid.
Great wild card.
A great wild card, but you lose points. You're deducting points for choosing three
defensive players of the year.
Yeah, it's your 54-man roster so, again.
I think I'm dropping you a 7.75.
Ooh, I'll take it.
That's pretty high.
That's the highest grade of the day. It was the best superlative.
It was the best superlative.
Best superlative. Rest of the list is pretty bland except for the three-way tie. I'll give you a 7.
I'll take it. We got to run. Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. That's who we ride with. That's who you should ride with. Send us your list. MVP, Offense Player of the Year, Defense Player of the Year, Best Politician, Best Moment, Worst Moment, Who Needs a Hug, Who Needs to Go, and Wild Card.
Yeah. Where did Josh Reed fall into that list? I think, you tell us.
Send us your list.
Let's do the golf threesome. Let's go do the golf foursome.
All right.
That's a good wild card. That was a great wild card.
Send us your who's your foursome, you and three other people that are supposed to be members of the team, and Pete selected a member of the media that isn't us, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Thank you very much for listening. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.